Hey guys, welcome back to Shakedown Shan. Hope you all had a great long weekend. Hopefully you had the holiday Monday off. Hopefully it was filled with you know the all-American cookout, barbecue, friends and family. I had to walk in a Memorial Day parade. Noah's in the Cub Scouts, so I had to do that. I didn't know that I had to do that, and I had to stand around and wave a flag. Interesting. Very interesting. I haven't been in a Memorial Day parade since high school when I was in the marching band. thankfully, I live in a small town, and it's not a very long parade. If you're watching it, it all passed you within like 15 minutes. The parade probably took like 15 minutes to walk total for me. I mean, 40 minutes.
But you had a parade.
Yeah.
A lot of places don't have parades anymore.
Yeah, we didn't have very many people watching, though, because, you know, everybody in the town is in the parade.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's okay.
All the kids, all the family. You had, like, three people here, three people there. Yeah, it was good, though. But I spent my weekend fishing, swimming, got the first swim of the year in. It was very cold. didn't catch any fish, but I caught a frog.
It'll probably be a little warmer this week.
Yeah, hopefully tomorrow I'll get some swimming in again. I really like it up at Stewart's Pond. So what else? Oh, so other good news. You guys remember I do tutor a kid and he is doing all his final exam review. I have been putting extra hours in with this kid, staying later at night, just studying, hammering it in and stuff. And it really sucks that you have to like study for a test that like counts most of your grade. You guys know how I feel about testing if you've been listening for a while. But his mom texted me today in part one of his science final that he took last Friday. He got an 83 on and he's failed every single science exam all year. So it felt good to help somebody. It really did.
That's great.
As soon as she texted me, I was at work. I got up and I was like ready to dance. Like I wanted to high five Milan, but he's in school taking four tests today. Four tests. This week has been brutal. Very brutal. I'm like just drained mentally.
How old is he?
He's 14.
Wow.
Turning 15 soon. Just the amount of material just for the one test was ridiculous. And most of the study guides, he didn't even get till Wednesday. So he had a day and a half to study. But so anyway, speaking of material, I spent some time today. If you're on my Facebook Live feed right now, you see my little lovely supply and demand sheet. I spent some time working on today. I keep seeing the discussion, why is college tuition so high? Why is it just going up astronomically? And there's actually a very simple answer. It has to do with supply and demand, which doesn't get taught in a lot of schools anymore. And it's really just it's an easy concept to understand, but a lot of people feel like it's really hard to understand, and it's just the way that the free market works. And I was lucky enough to have a Global 10 teacher that believes in the free market and bestowed upon us the supply and demand. It wasn't Global 10, it was I took a college course in high school called MOAS. That's why we learned it was a college course. That's why you don't learn it in high school. I jumped a little bit and started taking college courses in high school, but he taught us about the supply and demand chart, which I think should be taught in high school. Mm-hmm. Because it makes your view of the free market a lot easier and better. So this supply and demand chart, I know listeners that can't see the video that are going to be listening at a later time won't be able to see this, but you have two slopes. They go opposite directions. And where they cross is where the equilibrium point is. And one is a demand slope and one is a supply slope. And your bottom axis is the quantity of demand. And your side axis is the price. And so you really want to try to maintain that equilibrium. So as your demand moves, you want to move your supply and keep that perfect equilibrium. But there's some things that the supply just doesn't really change or doesn't change in reflection to the demand. And one of those things is college tuition. The supply of college education. Not many new colleges are being built. We've had the same colleges around for years and years. And yes, we have some community colleges coming up and stuff, but they've been around for a while too. It's really hard to increase the supply of colleges, especially with this super inflation of the quantity of demand of a college education. And so we had equilibrium for a little while on the slopes. I can't slope my fingers, but we had a little bit of equilibrium, and you know, the free market, it goes up a little bit, gets a little more expensive, and then it gets a little more expensive, so then people stop going, like wanting to go, and so then it goes back down and gets to equilibrium again. It's at a fair price. And that's how the free market works. As soon as you get out of equilibrium, either the supply changes to reinstate equilibrium, or it's too expensive, so the demand changes. Because when the price gets too high, people stop buying. And when the price goes back down, people start buying again. And so we have college education. The supply remains pretty much stagnant. And then you have the government coming in and 100% guaranteeing these kids, these 18-year-old students that have probably never borrowed money before, and giving them all these loans, and guaranteeing that they can go to college. Pretty much any college you want to go to, any university you want to go to, they're going to give you most, if not all, of the tuition that you need. And that super inflates the demand of education, of college education. And so you have the slope here of the supply, which is staying the same, and then you move the slope of the demand super far over. I hope you have a picture like mine if you're not watching the video. And again, here is the little supply-demand slopey chart if you are watching the video. And so the demand ends up going all the way up here at the top. That's where the new equilibrium, well, it's out of equilibrium because supply didn't move. That's where the new point where it intersects is. And look up a supply and demand chart if you're listening without the video, because it's really hard to explain in words what it looks like. At least it's hard for me to explain. But so you get to the top of the supply line that didn't move, and that is all the way over to this really, really high price. And so you have a super inflated demand and a super inflated price, because the government is making college education accessible to absolutely anyone who wants to go. And you cannot just change the supply of a college education that much. It's hard enough for it to change, let alone change at the rapid rate of the demand of a college education. So I see I have a few listeners. Hey guys. I do have, I think, a new listener right now. So welcome. You can find all my stuff on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, some other things. I do have a website. I have two websites. Well, I have my own, shakedownchampodcast.com, and I'm also on Saratoga Broadcasting Radio, Internet Radio. So the question is, why is the cost of college education skyrocketing? Well, my answer is when the government starts handing out guaranteed loans, this greatly inflates the quantity of demand of a college education. And since the supply remains mostly stagnant, the price is extremely inflated as well. And so if we get government out of our education system, especially secondary education, and they stop messing with giving out loans and guaranteeing that kids can go to college,